Hi, and welcome to this episode of Control Up the Upload. I'm Jeff Johnson. I'm here with my partner in crime, Eugenia. Say hi, Eugenia.
Hi, Eugenia.
This week, or this episode, we have Andy Poulter. Is it Poulter? Is that right, Andy?
It is, yeah.
And Andy's not from around here, and but you know, we love him anyway. Andy, what are you here to talk about?
I'm here to talk about Edge and some of the new features we have coming out.
Edge DX. I love Edge DX.
It's my favorite of the edges.
Eugenia, what's your favorite feature in Edge DX? Put you on the spot.
Current or like in the the upcoming beta?
Oh no, current. We'll let Andy.
Current. Honestly, I think I gotta say it's that map view where you can see everything at a glance and you can drill down even deeper. I really like the geographic representation. I feel like it's really powerful. I'd say that's probably the coolest.
Yeah. And then like to drop down and say, well, I just want to see CPU of all of those devices on the map, right?
I just stumbled across it the other day. Oh my gosh, there's so many new things all the time. And I'm like, oh my God, wait, there's what now? Oh, it's so cool. Like you think you know it. And then the next day you're like, wait, there's so much more than I thought.
So Andy, if you had to give the elevator pitch, so those people who don't know what Edge DX is, and you had to give your elevator pitch, you know, you're just going up from the first floor to the seventh floor. What would you tell someone, you know, what is Edge DX?
Yeah, I mean, Edge DX in a nutshell really is all about managing the endpoint. So it's about managing the laptops, the desktops, the thin clients, the Linux desktops, whatever you're using. But it's all about that endpoint. So seeing what they're doing, seeing any problems with them, helping resolve them.
But when you say managing, though, because some people might think like patch management, application deployment, things like that. So when you say management, what do you mean?
Yeah, I mean, we can obviously see what patches are deployed on devices, but we're not really a software management solution. Yeah, we're more about managing the user experience. So seeing if a device has got a bad network connection or the Wi-Fi is dropping, or seeing if a device, for example, has a bad CPU queue and figuring out what application caused it. So it's more about troubleshooting and seeing issues sometimes before they become a big issue for that end user.
Right on. Eugenia, do you know what Edge DX is now? Can you give the elevator
pitch?
Oh, gosh,
I'm still kind of confused, man. No, so, I think I got a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Anne, tell us like your favorite capability.
Wow, that's a difficult one. Probably my favorite thing is the extensibility. So Edge comes with a set of features, but the scripting is probably one of my favorite things because you can write a script in PowerShell or Bash, whatever language pretty much the device supports, to gather data or do an action on those devices, even if it's not a built-in feature of Edge. So you can keep extending it yourself to do just about anything.
So you said client. What clients do we support real quick?
Basically Windows, Macs, and Linux clients. And when I say Linux, I mean, Linux desktop servers, but also thin clients that run a Linux operating system as well.
That's fantastic. I think someone got it working on a Linux-based router.
Really?
That could be. I haven't tried it.
Yeah, yeah. I think Trenton did that. Yeah. Yeah.
If anyone were to do it, it'd be him. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So script libraries. And this, so I'm assuming the script library pool is growing. Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yeah. You can obviously create your own scripts from scratch, but we have just added the script library and we're going to be adding new scripts to that pretty much every week. So you'll be able to go in and browse for a script that maybe not exactly what you look for or what you need, but it will, be something you can use as a template. You can modify it, customize it to fit your needs.
That's awesome. And then what's your, I guess we didn't say what your role at it.
Yeah, who are you?
Who are you?
Here? That's a good question. I'm the product owner for Edge. So I focus on what features we need to deliver to, do what the customers need to be done. And I work on prioritization for those and definition.
Oh. So if someone's listening, they want to add a feature, they reach out to you.
They could reach out to me, but probably better to reach out through their sales contact or their support contact. But yeah, I mean, eventually all those requests come back to me and I've got a long list of them that we prioritize and we try and deliver something new just about every week.
Okay, something new. What's coming up that's new?
Well, Script Library, we just talked about that. Yeah. That just came out. And something else that we've just released this week is User Sentiment.
User Sentiment.
Tell me more.
I'm sentimental.
One of the things that we're working on Edge is, you know, thinking about the user more, not just the device. For a long time, it's sort of been about the device. It's the laptop. It's whatever. So the user is obviously the thing that really matters. You know, the device is really just an enabler for the user. So user sentiment is part of the path we're taking to gather that information. So you'll be able to create a survey, for example. Maybe you want to do a monthly IT survey to see how your IT team was looking after your user base. And you could send that out. It'll pop up on their Mac, their Windows device. And you can be a series of questions. There can be net promoter score questions. You know, how was your experience with support this month? You know, from an unhappy face to a happy face. You can ask multiple choice questions, all sorts of different questions to gather that information. And then Edge lets you analyze that. So you can, you know, see the summary, and it can be broken down by the AD group. So you could look at the results for a particular office or the results for a particular department and see how they're comparing to other ones, and over time as well. So you can see if you're improving the way that you're looking after your users and, you know, their feelings on the environment.
Has there been any pushback? Like, do some customers just, they don't want to know what they're...
I don't want to know what you're feeling. Keep your feelings to yourself, man. I'm here to work.
Yeah, I think there's probably some of that. And probably some of the IT teams will be, you know, not overly thrilled, because a lot of the surveys probably are asking about how they're performing. But
But you got to start somewhere, right?
Yeah, exactly. And the surveys could be about anything, but I think a lot of the time you're going to be serving people about their experience with their device. And obviously that can reflect very well or not so well on the IT team.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
I've had so many customers asking for this. I've had no one say, I hope you guys never do user sentiment scoring, because, man, that would be so annoying. Like, God, just another thing for me to worry about. Like, no, everyone's like, please, dear God, our management is asking. We need this. And so I'm real glad this is coming.
Yeah, this is awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's that. What else is coming down the road? Can you give us a scoop?
I can give you a little bit. Yeah. So one other thing we're working on, which is going to be coming out pretty soon, I can't give you a date at this point, is unified communications and collaboration. And initially that means Teams integration.
Ooh. Okay. So tell us what does that mean?
Yeah, so what that means is there'll be another dashboard that you'll be able to go to, and you'll be able to look and see within your organization, your Microsoft Teams account, which, you know, Edge will connect to. You'll be able to see how many Teams calls have happened in that day, that week, that month. You'll be able to see who did how many calls. You'll be able to see the quality of the call. Were people having problems connecting? Were they getting kicked out, maybe because of a bad Wi-Fi connection? So all that information, but as a whole, you'll have that summary, so you can see within the company how well Teams is working for you.
Wow. So the whole user experience, again, right? It's
exactly
another piece to that. And when that falls down and someone gets pissed off, like, we'll know.
No, exactly. And that's the whole thing. So, you know, we're gathering the information about how well Teams is working for a user. We're getting feedback from the user. Edge has already got a lot of information about how that user's device is performing. So, you know, it's all about bringing those together to get that big user-based overview. You know, how happy and how successful is the user?
Well, that's awesome. Wow. All right, well, let's wrap it. Hey, Andy, will you come back on again with us in the future and kind of give us more updates later on?
Yeah, absolutely. Love to.
Okay, so I guess you passed. Eugenia, what's one super cool thing you learned this last few minutes?
So I had heard that the Teams integration was going to be a thing. I had no idea what it would actually entail. And I am now super wicked excited about there's levels. There's levels to it, man. Oh, man, I learned that it's going to be a lot cooler than I thought. I thought it was going to be pretty cool. So that's awesome.
I think I learned the user sentiment, how important that is, and how much people are going to be looking forward to that. Not, you can't hide from corporate camouflage, right? The iTeams are having to be more accountable, especially with people working so remotely. It was easier for them to complain, I guess, when they were in the office. But if they're scattered everywhere, being able to get what their feeling is, no matter where they're at on their experience, is just huge, huge. All right. All right. Well, that goes, that's this episode of the Upload with Control Up. Thank you. And we'll see you next time. Say goodbye to Eugenia.
Goodbye to Eugenia.